Okay. This is one of those shows that you just don't know how it's going to go. You got the fan. I have the fan going in the background. It is January something, blah, 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 2024. And after watching the Yvette Cornell Breaking Brown show on yesterday, I've come to the conclusion that black people are really slow. How you got this slow, I don't know, but man, my sinuses are just acting crazy. Like some kind of weird allergy attack. Post-nasal drip. The kind of stuff that you hear on TV, on a commercial. It's not the kind of stuff you have in real life. You're just sitting up straight, not doing anything. And your nose is just dripping. You're like, oh, what's going on? Can't be the drugs. Anyway, that's another story. Also, let's go into the show. And this is going to be quick. I swear, it's going to be quick. This program is brought to you by PhoenixStreetNews.com, the Valley's news and entertainment directory that caters to bars, nightclubs, restaurants, other entertainment venues, and provides quality digital advertising. And don't forget Phoenix Street Radio, now playing 24/7 on the Entertainment Street page. This program is also brought to you by M&M Custom Upholstery for all of your custom upholstery needs. Located in the North Valley, Phoenix, Arizona, Sunny Slope area. Call 623-256-1021. And wow, Wasted on Wheels, mobile bartending service, you know the deal. For your next party, keep it real with mobile bartending service provided by WOW, Wasted on Wheels. Check it out. Contact Miss D. On social media. And on with the show. This is it. Okay. ADOS, American Descendants of Slavery, Black People, Negroes, and Others. Can I give you a conversation in the evolution of the American slave in America? Evolution, the evolution of the American slave's identity. You know, back in the day, we didn't have any problems identifying who in the hell we were, because we were the only ones here. And in our crude and sometimes complicated way of coming to a firm conclusion as to who we are. And apparently, therein lies the problem. What to call us? And we've tried everything, mind you. We've tried everything. Not we. That would be weird. They have called us everything, and some things we have accepted as truth. First, we were just outright slaves in America. I'm like, slaves. Hey, slave. Over here. And a good word that often substituted for slave was what? That's right, the N-word. yo, nigga, over here. So between slave and nigga, we were kind of cool with that for a long time. And then it happened. We made a bold attempt to harness our identity, along with the white folks. Like, what we gonna call them? Well, they do have a lot of color compared to us not having very much color. Why don't, every now and then, we just call them coloreds? Kind of like collards or turnips. Let's just call them colored. Colored greens. That's right, that should work. Let's call them colored. So now we had slave, nigger, and colored. Remember the colored water fountain? Remember the coloreds only sign? We had that for a while, and we were cool with being colored. Even the white people were cool with calling us colors. Hey, there goes one of them color boys. There's one of them color girls. Them the color people. They color different. And after a while, like in the early 60s, Jesse and some others come to the conclusion that we were not colored people, as Du Bois and some of the others, we are maybe Negroes. So we were Negroes for a while. We were slaves, niggas, coloreds, and Negroes. And everybody knew who these people were. It was no doubt in your mind that the slave, the colored boy, the nigger, and the Negro were the same people. And then we got fancy. You know, we just don't like where we come from. Slavery. American descendants of slavery. ADOS. We don't like where we come from, right? And we want to run from that as hard as possible. You can hear the footsteps now. Running like a motherfucker, trying to get away. So in our attempt to get away, as after getting to Negro, oh, we wanted a sense of the motherland. And what happened? Oh, yeah, we became African Americans. African Americans? Really? Even Afro American. None of that lasts in the evolution of the black slave, Negro, colored slave in America. Evolution is in progress. Long comes James Brown, with, oh my God, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Oh my God, we're black? We were just Negroes. No, we were colors. No, we were Afro-Americans. No, we were African-Americans. No, we were niggers. Oh, wait a minute, we were slaves. That's right. And as we evolve in this quest of identity, James Brown said loud, "I'm black and I'm proud," and we all became so black. Not to mention, there wasn't any other dark-skinned people here. So in the evolution of the North American Negro colored slave, the path to identity has been ugly. But nonetheless, we are here. And obviously, black doesn't say enough. Black doesn't cut it. Black doesn't properly identify. Who in the hell are we talking about? You feel me? Fam, do you feel me? So in this quest for who we are, running from where we come from to get to where we are going, son, which for the most part, nobody has a clue. Where we going? For sure. We just going in all damn directions, unfortunately. But what has happened, shout out to Tone Talks, Breaking Brown, Yvette Cornell, and the aforementioned Antonio Moore. Thanks to them and the creation of ADOS, American Descendants of Slavery. Now, we've went everywhere in avoidance of slavery only to come full circle back to slavery. Kind of back to the future, so to speak. But here we are with our identity intact. ADOS. Doesn't that sound good? ADOS. American Descendants of Slavery. And you got to think, all that we've been through, all the work that we put in, ancestral and present DNA, still putting in work. We have to look back at our accomplishments and say, damn, we bad. Yes, we bad. We've done a lot for the country that doesn't seem to recognize us, only to bring in foreign black faces and prop them up as us, because the umbrella of black fits every dark-skinned person other than us. So while these other people other than us are coming into our country, the country that we built, and scamming and scheming, remember, they're not scamming or scheming alone. Mr. Charlie, the man that put us where we are, is putting them ahead of us. Now, what we got to do is we got to draw the damn line. You come to America, you talk to us. You don't talk to Mr. Charlie. And if you talk to Mr. Charlie first, we got a problem. We really have a problem. And it will be war in America. I hate to be so harsh and so direct, but it will be war. You will call yourself who you are. You're a Haitian American, you'll be a Haitian American. You're a Nigerian American, you'll be a Nigerian American. You will not be black because black will no longer exist. We are Ados, and you cannot sneak into our tribe using the color code. We deal with lineage over here, thanks to Antonio Moore and Yvette Cornell. We deal with lineage. We deal with facts, not feelings. So we have evolved from slavery to the recognition of slavery as Ados. Our lineage, our heritage, our story will not be overlooked, will not be put on the back burner. 2024, it's time to take a stand. We haven't had a black/ADOS person in any high position of government. Not Obama, not ADOS, Nigerian dad, he's Nigerian. Not Colin Powell, not Condoleezza Rice, not Kamala Harris, not the press secretary, Haitian, not the president of Harvard. Nobody has been us. And the white man has made sure that none of us get elevated. So at this point, it is in fact all out war. Summons the soldiers, the two or three that we have, for the drum beat. Right now, it's time to get vocal. It's time to get active. It's time to get in the streets for reparation, for justice, against injustice, against inhumane treatment of a people. We have human rights violations. And yes, a lot of you African countries were responsible for the transatlantic slave trade. You will pay as well. And the white man gonna point you out. Believe that. He will turn you in. He will snitch on your ass. He is not going down with the ship alone, with the slave ship. Let that be the reason that confessions are necessary in 2024. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, without a reparation agenda, you will not, I repeat, you will not be going back to the White House. And if Trump is running against you, then America deserves Trump, the traitor. Other than black folks, the Democratic Party, and reparations. I ain't mad at you. Closed mouth don't get fed. Ask and thou shalt receive. We just putting the question. No, not a question. We're putting the demand. You want to get reelected, you give us what we want. We want reparation, and we want it now. This is a current and popular conversation because of ADOS, the ADOS Foundation. Not because F.O. whatever has had this conversation, because Ados, American Descendants of Slavery, Antonio Moore and Yvette Cornell, co-founders, have brought this level of awareness to the table with facts, not feelings. And we are all so proud of them. For all they do, this bud, it ain't Acapulco gold, but this bud is for you. Take a toke to the times. 2024, truth matters. Facts over feelings. Sorry about that. And that's the way I see it. And I try to get into the Breaking Brown show, but probably because I've had other calls and they're like, okay, we know him, we gotta let other people in. But the fact about it is, you need good response, you need good replies that are gonna fix the scenario of confusion in the black community. My DNA shows I'm a slave mix. Nigerian, Ghana, and Ivory Coast, 5, 6, 7, 8 Africans roll into one, and a couple of Europeans and a Native American. So we as ADOS are built different. We were manufactured different. A mixture of a lot of different Africans and some Europeans and some Native Americans into one to make what is almost a superhuman being. We just don't have direction or leadership. Not saying that I am the direction or the leadership, but I need you to pay attention. Damn, almost sound like my grandfather coughing like that. Good Lord, first time you are your creators. Salute to the creators. Mother, father, grandfather, grandmother, great-grandmother, great-grandfather. Through the ages that made it possible. Through the stress and the strife to get here. And we are. Let's not be confused. We are still here. And because we're still here, we have a great fighting chance collectively. Shout out to Cat Williams for setting home. Good Lord. Remind me not to smoke during the podcast. But this is natural. We're getting ready for the 420 podcast. So get your lungs right, old man. Shout out to Cat Williams. And shout out to the Rudy Poot interviewers that to date have interviewed Cat Williams. And you have to understand that a lot of these guys have platforms that have been propped up by whoever. Because these people are not smart. What's you call him? D? Ruby D? Whatever the fuck his name is. Oh my God. That was a slow interview. You felt like you was in kindergarten. Well, you know, I read somewhere that you, man, if you ain't got that information, don't even bring it up. I read somewhere that you did, you ain't got the facts? You ain't doing no research?
You got Cat Williams. So now, if you're not going to do any research, you're going to have a raw interview, start to finish, basics, childhood, adolescence, teenage years, young adult, how you get into comedy, the whole damn thing. Nobody heard anybody ask Cat Williams right now, how in the fuck did he get into comedy? At what point did you think comedy was your thing? From 13 years old and on the streets getting money and a little nigga. On some little nigga shit. How in the fuck did you make it? What do you could attribute it to? And I understand the God concept that you carry after a trial and tribulation of several different religions to see what the fuck was going on with them. And I can understand it. I can understand the process, because in order to evaluate who's right, who's wrong, or if all of them are the same, with just some bullshit to control you, then what? You know, I wish I was disciplined so that I could, you know, have some structure even in my own life to get some shit done. But I'm so unorthodox. And conformist. Quoted that from Martin Luther King. No plagiarism around here. I wanted them to take credit for a beautiful statement when, in fact, I did not originate the statement. And you may not know where the statement originated. Okay, so we're about at the end of the show. It's been great. It's been fantastical and stuff. But I had to chime in with the evolution of a black slave in America. The identity. Until next time, y'all be easy breezy. You know I gotta get out of here. Radical Mike and the What's Up Radical Mike Show. What's Up is an acronym for With History, America's True Self Unfolds Painfully. And all I do is uncover, unfold, peel back the veneer, the scab off the sore, to make sure that shit don't heal like it is. Keep it real. Facts over feelings. Radical Mike and the What's Up Radical Mike Show. We gotta go. Bye.